Welcome back to Wheatfields Who Wonderland's audio-only portion of my blog. This week, a story about shopping and saving money. Here we go. Discounted. My life lived at 75% off. Discounted. A word that is simply music to my ears. Why? Because discounted indicates to me that some beautiful item of clothing, one that I could never buy on my single girl salary, has now gone from being an impossible possession to something hopefully attainable if the item I'm eyeballing continues its downward, discounted trajectory until it is within my price range. I recently walked into Intermix in Beverly Hills and saw the cutest 60s-inspired Missoni dress. I love Missoni. The mix of colors, the cool knit fabric feels so vibrant and alive that anything Missoni designs makes me feel like $1 million when I wear it. But unfortunately, it costs like $1 million, or it seems like something only someone who has big money can afford to buy. So when I commented to the sales clerk that I was going to keep my eye on it until it went on sale, and when he said, "Missoni never goes on sale," I looked at him with a gleeful smirking look on my face and said, "Well, I bought 3 other Missoni dresses here on sale. 2 were discounted at 75% off, and 1 was actually 90% off, so I'm going to take my chances." I so hate when the sales clerks lie, out and out lie to make a sale. I'm a proud discount shopper, and I have no shame in saying that. I learned this lesson over the last recession when I began to notice that clothing started to be discounted at well over 50%, sometimes as low as 90% off. I remember walking to Diavolina one Sunday afternoon, as Cannoli and I used to stroll up and down Robertson's Boulevard each Sunday, me looking for clothes on sale and Cannoli looking for attention and treats, when I spotted the beautiful hand-beaded sequence Philip Lim dress that I had been ogling over for the last several months hanging on the sales rack. I was having a rough day, and sometimes a little retail therapy, also known as happiness in a bag syndrome, takes away your mini depression, even if only for a second. So I decided to try on the dress, as it was my size, and God damn it, if it didn't look fucking amazing on me. Shit! The dress was a show-stopping red carpet one-of-a-kind dress that fit me perfectly. I nervously looked down at the price tag and saw that it was $1,900. Of course, it was a rich girl dress, still likely out of my league, even on a discounted sales rack. I started to calculate in my head, well, if it's discounted at 40% off, that's around $1,200 or so, and if it was as low as 50% off, then it'd just be over $1,000 with tax. I had a bummer moment of realization knowing that at 50% off, it was still an unattainable discounted dream. At this point, I didn't feel happy, just depressed. Of course, the sales girl told me how amazing it looked on me, and after parading around in it for about 20 minutes, trying on various shoes to see if my gams look good, and pulling my hair into an assortment of updos, I didn't want to look like a time-wasting broke loser, so I sheepishly asked how much it was on sale for. The sales girl told me it was 90% off. I think my mouth dropped so low that my chin actually scratched the floor. 90% off? That meant the dress was less than $200. Well, maybe $220 with tax. I will take it! I screamed so loudly, I'm surprised the glass windows in the store didn't shatter. As I threw back on my sneakers, cutoffs, and with my baseball cap masking my greasy hair, no makeup, street urchin look, I ran to the cash register, plopped down my plastic, and squealed as I purchased my first ever majorly discounted dress. And that's, folks, is how it all started. Since that moment in time, my brain realized that everything goes on sale. And since that time, I proudly hold my head high as I continue on my discounted only shopping path of life. So, if you've decided to try and follow my discounted path, here are some tips you need to follow. 1. Realizing that shopping needs to become a ritual. You need to frequent stores you like, scope out items your heart desires, and then watch for the sales. Befriend the sales girls. Tell them honestly that you are not a Beverly Hills housewife or a trust fund baby or a sugar baby. Rather, you work your ass off and you can only buy things on sale. They'll get it because they're working too. If you get lucky, they will like you and they will let you know when things are discounted at 75% off or, well, even more. 2. You don't shop anymore when you need something. No, no, no. Discounted shopping means that you have to buy things when you might not necessarily need them. So you must shop in anticipation that you will get invited to a fancy party, or you will need a dress for a date, or that the turquoise shirt on sale really brings out your eyes and will make you, you know, a guy magnet. You see, you need to shop for the future. This is actually very productive because if you're never ever stressed trying to find something to wear, and positively planning for a fabulous future creates good energy and allows good things to happen. Okay, so I might be embellishing a little bit here, but I do believe that sort of, or justify it, whatever. Three, last one. Why stop at clothes? Christmas is around the corner. Friends will have another birthday. When you find something great for someone, and if you can get it on sale, why not? The only caveat here is that they can't return it. But chances are, if you were planning to spend $100 and you get something that was $400 for $100, they will likely love it and think you're a baller. And if they don't, they're just fucking ungrateful fuckers. Okay, but you could only purchase items like scarves, handbags, jewelry, or cool home accessories. Don't buy actual items of clothing, as everybody's body is different, and what fits you and looks great on you might look like shit on them. Well, all I can say is my closet is full of beautiful items that I proudly purchased at discounted rates. Even if I were to have an expendable income someday, at this point in my life, after having worked so hard, I can't imagine ever paying full price for anything. You may call it frugal. I call it being a smart consumer. That being said, however, I wouldn't mind having the option to, really. Money gods, are you listening? Oh, P.S. I did get that 60s inspired Missoni dress on sale, 80% off. Yeah, booyah. Oh, and P.S.S.S. Diavolina went bankrupt. I kind of miss those sales. And P.S.S.S.S. Louis Vuitton, you never go on sale. Boo hoo hoo to you. Maybe you should try that. Even Chanel goes on sale, Louis Vuitton. Anyway, okay, folks. Well, hey, no shame in saving a few dollars. I'm sorry. Life is expensive, especially in Beverly friggin' Hills. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with, like, getting something on sale. I think we all like to save money, even the wealthy. Anyway, I hope you have a great week and that things are doing great in your universe. And talk to you soon. Have a good time. Be happy. Ciao for now.